Congress moves closer to setting limits on big tech, but how far will lawmakers go? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. This week, after nearly 30 hours of debate, the House Judiciary Committee passed a series of antitrust bills that could weaken the power and influence of the biggest tech companies. The proposed legislation would increase merger filing fees to give regulators more money to police them, prohibit big companies from snapping up smaller competitors, and even force tech giants to sell off parts of their business that create conflicts of interest, like, say, Amazon. Both operating a major platform for e-commerce and selling its own products on that platform. All of the measures had some bipartisan support, but there's still a lot of disagreement, even within parties, about how far to go. It's a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. McKenna Kelly followed the hearings as a policy reporter at The Verge. She says just the fact that all six bills passed out of committee is pretty significant.
This has been happening for years and years and years, and it moved through this long investigation, this tedious investigation with hundreds of thousands of documents and all of these, lawmakers compelling these big companies to give all of this evidence over and then having these reports and then more hearings. And this really is the moment where we see the changes that Congress wants to make and how the market could be reshaped for the second leg of the 21st century.
I'm interested in the conversation that came out of these hearings. What did you hear that surprised you?
So when these bills were first introduced, they came out surprisingly bipartisan, something that you would not have predicted last year when this investigation was still ongoing. At the end of the investigation, Republican ranking member Ken Buck authored his own report, basically disagreeing with everything Democrats said. So it was a complete change of direction when these bills were introduced. But then seeing the fractures in both the Democratic caucus and the Republican caucus was really interesting. You had California representatives, of course, notably the home of Silicon Valley, criticizing the bills pretty greatly when it comes to things like interoperability and these structural separation bills. And then, of course, you had Republicans on the more populist right, like Jim Jordan, who was trying to get Republican censorship in all of these kind of non-germane issues brought into the conversation as well.
Specifically, what big tech companies are these House lawmakers going after with these bills?
So the initial investigation actually focused on, four of the big ones: Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google. But it's not really exactly legal for Congress to write a law that targets a specific company. They can't just have the Amazon bill, right? So they basically, throughout the course of the investigation, they picked several, companies that have, different revenue streams, that maybe they're social media, maybe they're search engine, to kind of look at the industry as a whole. So it focuses on these four companies, but it has greater consequences for the entire industry and for, just tech companies at large.
And there was some concern in the hearing that, hey, what about Microsoft, which is meets some of these requirements, but it was clearly left out of the idea of who was being targeted.
Right. And of course, when the CEOs came to testify before the committee last summer, Microsoft was not one of the CEOs or presidents or anyone who came to testify. Mm-hmm. So there was definitely some concern about Microsoft being left out. But if you do look at the text of the bills, that Microsoft does expect to be affected if these were to, be passed into law in some manner.
Understanding that these bills are very different in their scope, if they pass or if any of them pass, how do you think consumers would feel the effects?
Right. So it is an interesting thing. When I look at the bills, it feels like Congress is literally getting inside of your device, is getting inside of your iPhone. And basically, well, maybe when you buy a new iPhone at the Apple store, it might not have iMessage on it. It might not have iCalendar. It might not have all the apps downloaded on it that you normally would expect to see if these bills were passed. And of course, like any big structural change like this is going to be a little shocking for consumers. But it's hard to predict exactly how detrimental or how effective it will be.
So where do we go from here?
Now these bills go to the House floor. These lawmakers still have questions, and they're still going to be amending these bills before they get to the House floor. So there's going to be some conversations there about what changes before everyone votes. And then, of course, a vote needs to be called. That's basically up to Nancy Pelosi, right? And when she wants to get that moving, that could be, there is no timeline. So that could happen whenever. And then also we have to watch out for Amy Klobuchar's companion bills being introduced in the Senate. So even though it feels like this two-year-long investigation finally culminating into bills might be over, it's really just the beginning of a second leg of a longer process. But it's edging closer and closer and closer to the finish line.
McKenna Kelly is a policy reporter at The Verge, where she covers net neutrality, data privacy, antitrust, and internet culture. And now for some related links. It's not just Congress big tech has to worry about. Last week, President Biden swore in a new chair of the Federal Trade Commission, Lina Khan. As I talked about then, Khan made her name as a critic of Amazon's monopoly power. She's not wasting any time. The Wall Street Journal reported this week that the FTC will review Amazon's proposed merger with MGM. The FTC shares responsibility for approving mergers with the Justice Department, and according to unnamed sources in the journal, had petitioned to take this case, given the commission's existing investigation into Amazon's business practices. The FTC and Justice Department had previously agreed to divvy up the work of investigating the four tech giants for potential anti-competitive practices, with Justice taking Apple and Google, and the FTC handling Facebook and Amazon. Khan also named three top staff members this week, and the information has details. Holly Vadova will oversee antitrust enforcement as acting director of the agency's Bureau of Competition. Sam Levine will head up the Bureau of Consumer Protection as acting director. And Erie Meyer was named chief technologist and a policy advisor to Khan. All three of them worked for FTC Commissioner Rohit Chopra, as did Lina Khan herself in the past. Chopra is set to leave the FTC to be the next director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, if confirmed by the Senate. And if you want to get involved, the new FTC chair announced the commission will start holding monthly meetings open to the public starting July 1st. You can read all about that and more at our website, marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produce the show. Our engineer is Jessen Dueler. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.